Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein, your host of the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. And what a podcast we've got coming your way. And it begins with Gary Lineker, who some of you may be aware has blocked me on social media. Anyway, he was on Hawksby and Jacobs show. I bet he's not blocked them, is he?
I never thought I'd see a better player than Diego. Maradona was unbelievable. And I used to, you know, I was so much in awe of him. It was as everyone was in those days. But I think when you look at Messi, he does everything and more that Diego could do. His goal scoring ratio is, you know, pretty much a goal a game. Diego's was about 1 in 2, which is, you know, pretty good, certainly in those days. It's a bit easier now. But also, he's the best dribbler I've ever seen, Messi, and he's as good a passer as I've ever seen. Now, Diego was great at both as well. But I think when you take into that account the longevity that Messi's done it in for what is it now? About 15 years, something like that.
What about the World same Cups, level?
That's the only argument against a World Cup, but a World Cup's like a precarious business. It's a knockout played once every 4 years, so you need all sorts of things to come together. Nowadays, you could argue that in the old days, because that was the only time you'd see all the world's best play in the same competition. Whereas now you see it in the Champions League, all the world's best play in the Champions League, year in, year out. And he's won that, I don't know, 3 or 4 times. It's, you know, but most people don't talk about Messi or Maradona. They talk about Messi or Ronaldo. Now, Ronaldo, I'm also a huge fan of. I'm a massive admirer of him. I think he's one of the greatest goal scorers of all times. No question about that. But for me, football is about watching it and getting joy from it. And when I watch Messi play, it makes me feel joyous. It's like he does 4 or 5 things in a game that just get you off your seat. And for me, that is the difference between the two of them. And they're both spurred each other on. And I think we can enjoy them both. And it's fine to have the opinion that you think Ronaldo's better or Maradona's better. That's fine. It's just my view.
It's not quantifiable, of course.
No, of course it's not. That's the thing about...
You went to Spain and played abroad, and we've seen kind of recently a few more players doing. There's some good funny stories in the book about your time there as well. That's just when you were learning the language. I did like the... when you went furniture shopping.
That's a good story.
And, use the word you didn't intend to.
Well, yeah, the Spanish for drawers is cajones.
Yeah.
And so I went in, we were in a furniture shop, and we were looking for some bedside tables with a couple of drawers in it. So I said, estamos buscando una mesa con dos cojones, which... Now, I think we all know what cojones
I think we
means.
Do, yeah.
So, yeah, but it's quite hard, apparently, in those days, to find bedside drawers with a couple of balls.
That was Gary Lineker on the Hawksby and Jacobs show. And of course, if you want to hear the whole interview in its entirety, there's one of two things you can do. Either buy a DeLorean and floor it to 88 miles an hour, and that'll take you back to 1955. And then you've got to wait quite some years till you hear that interview again go out live. Obviously, you have to wait till the year 2019. Or, probably a little bit more simple, is download the Hawksby and Jacobs daily podcast. So that's one podcast here telling you to download another one. Moving on now, we can hear from James Savundra. He was catching up with Mauricio Pochettino, or as some people like to call him, Mopo.
Mauricio, Harry Kane said after yesterday's game that Spurs are making similar mistakes to the first year you're at the club. Do you think that's a fair assessment? And if so, how frustrating is that as a manager?
Be careful when you translate what the players say on after the game on the media, because sometimes we can take in different way the words. Always I respect what the player say, and you can assess what the player say on the media. I am not going to judge what one or another player is telling you, you know. Because I wasn't there, I cannot talk about the words and the intention of the... But of course, when you are disappointed, you always look to try to improve. And it's a different aspect that we were talking, under my opinion, that we need to still improve. Football is always about improve. Liverpool, after to win the Champions League, again, Napoli is 2-0, lose the game, City lose again, Norwich. Always football is dynamic, and it's today. And of course, in every single game, on every single season, always you put, you create the goals and the thing to improve. And of course, that is football is so dynamic, and always is about good and not so good performance, successful situations, unsuccessful situations. The most important is the player realize that we need to work hard to improve and be consistent. That is the most important. But that in the whole season, in 10 months, always different periods that are up and down. And of course, how we start the season in all in our best, our effort must be massive to try to improve in all the areas that we need to improve.
Before the start of the season, you said that success for you would be winning a trophy this season.
For myself, my goal, yes.
In terms of the Premier League trophy this year, do you need to win games like Leicester away to challenge the likes of Man City and Liverpool?
Of course, I know, I agree.
And in terms of Leicester, there's been a lot of talk about Leicester this season in terms of them maybe being the side that breaks into the top six. Do you think of all the sides?
Yes, we are
in
the same position. We have Tottenham and Leicester, we share the same position on the table, 8 points.
Do you think they're the side most likely to break into that top six?
We'll see. It's so early. It's so early in the season to talk about contenders, to talk about what is going to happen in the future. You know, it's still all the teams are finding their best. We only play 5 games on Premier League. Until you know play in between 10, 15 games, it's difficult to see what is going to happen. Real contenders, teams that are going to be very seriously contender. It's still so early to talk.
And for the first time on this podcast, we can catch up with the man who's got ginger hair and very loud shirts. Yes, it's Adrian Durham alongside Darren Goff talking to one of you lot out there in Radioland about Tottenham Hotspurs.
I'm going to find a mug that's going to give me that £60 million. And I'm so happy that Ericsson hasn't gone. Because you know what? As bad as Ericsson is, we're lopsided with this guy out the side. Now, Eric Lamella, I've said on your show numerous times, that guy's got nothing but a Rabona on him. That is it. But you know what? That guy's got a better dead ball delivery than Ericsson. And that's saying something. Now, I'm sick to death of Daniel Levy running this football club the way it is. About making money and trying to do this and try. All he's thinking about is money. And Poch needs to cut. He's already said to us and told the world, and I don't know why you lot don't pick up on it on a regular basis, change my title. He said, change my title. If we win a trophy under Daniel Levy, and I'm not talking about the League Cup, by the way, because that is not a trophy. If we win a trophy under Daniel Levy, I promise you, and I promise you and all, Adrian, I will run Starkers on the high road. Tottenham high road. I will run Starkers if we win a trophy under this man.
Now on to a very funny clip from Breakfast Show. Oh, Alan Brazil, Ali McCoy. They go through their Pirate XI. Brilliant stuff.
Now, today is Thursday, the 19th of September. Yeah. And this day is special for one reason. Is this a wind-up?
It's got to be a wind-up.
It's Worldwide Talk Like a Parrot Day. A pirate. A Yes, me arties.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I tell you, but this is a joke. Yes, it is. It's worldwide Pirate Day. Pirate Day. Well, a parrot's in there anyway, isn't it?
So. Just for our listeners, can you classify that as international Pretty Polly? Or is it... Or is it international? Oh, our Jack lad, I'm coming for you.
I'm not having this. International. Where does it say that in the papers?
I would much prefer it to be International Parrot Day. And everybody walks about saying, Pretty Polly.
I know. Of course, we're allying each other can only mean one thing. We want to build a pirate footballing 11. Crikey, Ali, you got any? What a joke this is. Come on.
Brilliant, you've come up with it. Long John David Silva. Very good. Very good. Ahoy Hodgson. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad. This is very clever. Batten down the Ben Thatches. Very, very good. Very
what about
good.
Someone you'd have played against? Eric Blackbeard.
Did you come up with that? You've been sitting there writing.
Old Chelsea player, Charlie Hook. Michael Carrick Bean. Michael Caribbean. Caribbean. Oh, give us a break. I'm not doing this. 9:28.
Back now to Paul and Andy or H&J or Hawksby and Jacobs or the people that do the 1 till 4 show on TalkSport Monday to Friday from 1 p.m. Anyway, you get the idea. Graham Hunter, the Spanish football expert, was a guest. He was talking about last night's defeat for Real Madrid by PSG and alluding to the fact that that result might have brought Jose Mourinho closer to taking over at the Bernabeu. Although no one ever says Bernabeu. Where's that? It used to be the Bernabeu. Then about 4 years ago when people started saying stadium instead of stadiums, people started coming up with Bernabeu. I've never heard it called that before. Anyway, the Bernabeu.
Smart coaches want to start with a clean page and start without the sort of heavy baggage of a season that's gone wrong behind them. And no, Zidane went back. It didn't go well. And I must admit that the previous weekend, all right, against Levante, not against Paris Saint-Germain, for about 64 minutes, they played the best football Real Madrid have played for 8 or 9 months. And therefore, what happened in Paris definitely looked ugly. It could have been more goals. It's the first time since Liverpool beat them by 4 at Anfield several years ago that Madrid have looked so weak in Europe. But until the Paris Saint-Germain defeat, if you'd said, is Jose Mourinho's appointment at Real Madrid likely to happen in the next month or 2 months or 3 months? I'd have said no. But embarrassments like last night's are hard to digest.
Back to drive time now, and it simply says on the piece of paper in front of me, funny, goffy story. So I think we'll make up our own mind about that.
Before we get into the subjects, right, I've got a little issue I've got to bring up, which...
A moan.
Nobody knows.
Shock.
No, it's not really. It's something that was a little bit surprising, and I don't know what the protocol is. There's been a couple of incidents of it in history, in football history. But my understanding is, and I can't reveal any names, my understanding is... In one of the midweek games, no, not a Champions League game, in one of the midweek games this week, a substitution was made because the player needed to desperately go to the toilet for number two. So I've never heard of this before. Does that actually happen? Is that real? Does that, I mean...
What, in professional sport?
Yeah.
Well, if you speak to Flintoff, he did a Lineker, didn't he?
On the pitch?
Yeah.
Well, that was the one I was alluding to, like the incident in the past. Lineker did his on the pitch.
No, but in cricket, you just get a substitute on and you go off and then you come back on.
Sorry, it's a bit easier there, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I had one in, not a number two, but in South Africa, in Joburg, there's a few of us came down with illness and most of the guys wouldn't get out of bed. And as I said to you, I'd never missed a sick day.
Right, yeah.
So I had injections to play in the game. But we got permission from the opposition for when I wasn't bowling, I didn't have to stay on the field because I was unwell, both ends job. So other than wear a nappy, I used to bowl, which I have done, actually, in India.
What?
Yeah. And I literally went off. I went off and then used to obviously feel like I would...
dying for a moment.
Yeah.
And then when it was my turn to bowl again, the captain used to call for me. And I literally had to go back on the field, bowl my four overs, and then go back off.
Absolutely.
And I used to be able to have a substitute for it.
There must be some incidents of this in Sunday football or semi-pro football. So if there are, you know where to get hold of us.
Do you see in golf? In golf, what you'll see with golfers, although most golf courses have got a toilet at the halfway house.
Yeah,
or
a portal
at
the end. Yeah.
You're playing something like a pro-am, like the BMW at Wentworth.
Which is what he played in yesterday.
Yeah, and there's a few toilets around. Even then, it's just a natural habit to still, even though there's loads of people there, a crowd, is just to do it in the woods. number one, not number two.
Yeah.
So, but most people do that at golf all the time. But that's right. When I feel for ladies, because ladies don't, no, they don't feel comfortable doing it. Men just stand there and wherever.
Mm.
Poor ladies have to wait till they get to the 9th or the 18th.
Yep, for a proper toilet, which is what men should do, really.
They should do, but yep. When you're desperate, aren't you?
It's Drive on TalkSport. That really is.
And, of course, on to the last bit of this podcast, which is obviously sports bar stuff. And got a little email here. It says, Dear Andy, love the stuff you do on the podcast. Great, kind of you. Love the stuff you do Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. on TalkSport. Again, very kind of you. And love the stuff you do on Sunday nights from 9 p.m. the Trans-Europe Express. Very kind of you. Is it possible you could do more work on TalkSport? Maybe Friday and Saturdays. We don't get enough of you. That's for my wife. That's weird. Anyway, here's some sports bar stuff. So we have a strange guest on a Thursday.
Right.
We had a fella, he's probably listening to this, he listened at the time, that sat on the side of the Loch Ness.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been there for 13 years. He doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids, doesn't have... No, seriously.
I bet he doesn't have a wife and kids. He's been there for 13 years.
He sits in his caravan every day looking for Nessie.
Yeah.
And what he does to make money is he gets pebbles from the beach or whatever and paints them and sells them. And he's been there for about 13 years. What? Yeah. Genius.
Yeah, he's selling them.
To quote Alan Partridge, you're wasting your life.
No, he's earning an income.
No, he's not,
part
mate.
Of the economy. Do you know how much it's worth?
Go on, how much it's worth?
Have a guess how much is worth per annum that the Loch Ness Monster...
Per what?
Per annum.
I've never heard anyone stress that.
I know. I'm stretching words out. Come on, help me out here.
The Loch Ness Monster, Jason.
Yes. How much he's worth to the economy around that area.
How much he's worth?
How much Nessie's worth to the local economy. People come from all over the world. I mean, the Americans...
Have you been on it?
Crazy.
Have you been on it?
No.
I've been on it. I've been on Loch Ness, yeah.
Did you see him?
Yeah.
What do you
I should have shared the video. No, but do you know what he's barking? Is when you're on it, even though I know it's utter garbage.
What do you mean?
No, it is nonsense.
Mate, no one knows for sure.
No, I know for sure.
You don't
There's
know.
Not a diplodocus living in
there
the sea.
There might be, mate.
No, there isn't.
Be.
No.
There might be.
Jason.
There might be. There might be.
No, annoy me.
We absolutely...
No, we do know that.
No, we don't know for sure.
We do know that.
There may well be a monster down there.
No. I bet you said that before.
There might be a monster down there. No, I've never said that.
How much is it worth a year? My guess would be... What, just to the area?
Just to the local economy.
The Loch Ness area.
What it's worth,
£1 million. Have I gone too high? I've gone too low.
Too low, mate, yeah.
Okay. £1 million. I don't know. £5 million.
No.
Higher?
Much.
No,
apparently so. Don't shoot the messenger.
No, that's not the garbage. £40 million.
No,
shut up.
£40 million.
No, that's not.
That's why.
Where'd you get that from?
I heard it on radio this morning.
What, TalkSport?
I think it was Jim Wade.
Outrageous.
Nessie is fantastic. Great. It's fantastic, Nessie.
Love Nessie. My favourite monster.
He's probably trying to get Nessie on the phone.
You monster.
It's coming in next week, Nessie.
Hold on, you're Monster 11. In goal, you've got to have Sugar Puff Man.
Oh, Sugar Puff Man. Sugar the Honey Monster's in goal.
Sugar Puff.
You're not getting past... Has he got the biggest shoulders in the world?
Who?
The Sugar Puff Man. The Honey
He's
Monster.
He's not real, you know that, don't
you? His shoulders are enormous. He must bench press a lot.
Do you think so?
I reckon he can bench press.
We do have 1 to 11, right? Have you Monsters?
Monsters, yeah. You got... Right. Yeah.
So, where are you playing Nessie?
I don't know. Where was
you? You don't want him disappearing, do you? You don't want him going missing in the game.
Where would you play?
Where would you play him?
Dan, I mean, he's got... I mean, he's a...
What are his benefits? What are his attributes?
I don't know whether he's too... I don't know whether he moves too quickly.
He goes missing.
He's a bit cumbersome, I think.
He goes missing.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Where would he be
I wouldn't
then?
Even put him on the team.
Would you not?
No, because he goes missing.
You're Monster 11.
You like that?
What other monsters are there?
you can't tell our phone lines are down.
Yeah. What about Sully out of
Monsters Inc?
Monsters Inc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'd go,
he's a big boy,
up
he?
Top, and he's up top.
Is he a monster? He is a monster, isn't
he? We've seen the film Monsters Inc. But that's it for another podcasty thing. Well done to the lot of you. Good work. Well done for listening. Remember, if you've not already pressed subscribe, do that now. And of course, the next one goes into your inbox free of charge. How about that? Free of charge. All you've got to do is pay for the electricity. And if you're downloading this illegally, like from somebody else's website or somebody else's house, it's costing you nothing. Huh? Costing you absolutely nothing. How wonderful is that? Anyway, make sure you tell all your friends and your enemies and even your friends' pets. You never know. They might listen in. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.